I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't answer that question. I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't answer that question. I'm sorry, ma'am, I cannot answer that question. Ow! Fuck. There's no such thing as truth serum. What snake oil did you just inject me with? The best you're going to get is something that lowers inhibitions, and if you're going to lean over me like that, you don't want my inhibitions lowered, Lieutenant. That's interesting. No, don't look smug. You're right, I didn't intend to say that, but I don't think you're going to like what you hear. The location of our base, well, it's north of here away. It'll be empty by the time you get here, or there. Operational security and all that. Why are you still leaning over me when I gave you a very clear warning? Is it because you think I can't do anything? I won't always be in this chair. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. So I'm not going to. Oh, Lieutenant, Lieutenant, the secret to defeating these silly little serums is to keep your mind on something else, and you have gorgeous tits. Can't wait to bite them. Oh, don't go. Don't send in someone else. They'll say you can't hack it. You know how it goes. You're just too young, too female. Can't handle men's work. That's right. That's right. Sit back down. Prove yourself. I've every confidence you can handle me, Lieutenant. Every inch of me. I wondered if you'd like it. Did you join up because you like a big strong man in uniform telling you what to do? Is that it? Oh, you've got a nice poker face. Shame you don't have the same control over your breathing. Oh, you want to hit me so very badly. But you're a good girl who isn't going to strike a prisoner. Untie me and I'll let you try to hit me as much as you like, little darling. Maybe you'll get a good kick in before I have you over this table. Oh, come on, I've told you. No, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, don't give up. Lieutenant, this drug you gave me isn't going to let me stop talking. Maybe I'll slip up, tell you something actionable. If you leave, I'll just tell the next interrogator how much I want to abuse your tits anyway. You know, pull your bra down just enough to expose them and slap them, bite them, squeeze them, until they're bright red and you're trying not to cry and beg me not to. What? Oh, through a tunnel under the river. Oh, you little bitch. Persistent. Good job. No, no, that's quite enough. You find it yourself. I want to talk about something else. Oh, I suppose it's a weakness in me. I just couldn't help giving you what you wanted when you asked with that blush, that flustered voice. You should make a note of that, just in case you ever find yourself needing to ask me for something. Oh, no, you haven't been. You've been asking me things your army needs to know. You don't need it at all. Don't worry, I'll make sure you're taken care of when we win. Where was I? I think I'm done with your tits. You'd be very grateful when I let you suck my cock instead of hurting them some more. I wonder if you'll be good at it. Would you gag? Would you beat against my hips with your little fists? Oh, the poker face is back. Hello. You are good at this. It's so lovely. It makes me want to hurt you. It makes me want to tie your legs apart and make you come until that hurts too. Have you ever begged a man not to make you come again? Your poor little cunt hurts so bad. Okay, close your mouth. Look at your papers again, Lieutenant. 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 Don't you have questions you still need to ask? Where's your focus? Come on. Be professional. While you're regrouping, do you know that when I praise you, it makes you tense up just as much as when I threaten you? It makes me wonder if I could train you to crave my approval, not just my cock. I'm not going to tell you where on the river. Don't be lazy. The branch near here isn't even that long. Rub two thoughts together and think about where the shore on both sides is concealed enough to... Oh, good girl. Well done. you almost had it. We'll make you bleed for that. You don't get to use those skills against your master. I didn't intend to say that either. I like your little drug. It sounds so nice, though, doesn't it? Your master. It will sound nicer when you say it, of course, Lieutenant. My pretty little slut. Oh, that wasn't a question about the war. Did you mean to say that? Because you are littler than me. I don't care what ideas you have in that head about how rough and tough you are. You won't last 10 seconds against me. But don't worry. It doesn't make me feel merciful. Huh? Do you think telling me that we have all night is going to make me, what, panic? I can keep this up until dawn. Let's keep going. Let's build rapport, Lieutenant. You know, I'd fuck your throat much longer than you wanted, I'm sorry to say. Whether you're good at it or not, really. I mean, if you're bad, I get to teach you. And if you're good, I'd fucking choke you on it. Hold it down your throat until you cried. Make you tongue my balls while your nose was pressed to my stomach. You're shifting in your chair. Well, of course. You've been sitting for too long today. What do you think that means, that you explained yourself to me? Your prisoner. No, I'm not telling you that. No, I don't want to. And the truth serum isn't fucking real, sweetheart. All you did was take my filter out. Well, when I'd been so nice to you. So businesslike. I even called you Mom. You started this. Well, now you can take the consequences. You get to hear about how I'm going to... Exactly, yes. What I'm going to do to you when I get out of this chair. Oh, look at a fucking map of the river. You took my belt, so I'll be putting yours around your neck when I fuck you. And I'm going to fuck you so hard you feel it for days. And when I come, you're going to thank me. Oh, yes, you will. Because you only get to breathe when you're talking sweet for your master. It might take you passing out a few times to learn your lesson, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. I'm going to walk out of this room with a leash around your neck and my cum dribbling down your shaking legs. And after that, well, you better hope that whoever took my boots has been tending them, because if there is even a speck of dirt on them, you'll be cleaning it off with your tongue. And when I'm nice and ready, we go back to my camp and your real training will begin. Oh, don't be like that. Didn't you get something useful out of your little experiment? You can't be done already. You don't get to decide an interrogation is over just because you're a little uncomfortable. See? I can be reasonable. Wasn't that nice? I didn't say gagging to be fucked. Spoil sport. I honestly do have something relevant to say, something very relevant to the war effort, you suspicious thing. Are you ready, Lieutenant? Are you? Well, you see, the thing is this. The secret to getting out of these restraints is to make sure the person interrogating you is very, very distracted. Now, come here.